You're listening to CHUO-FM, broadcasting from the University of Ottawa at 89.1 FM. Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. We're going to start off this afternoon with some music from Woody Herman, and then we're going to come back with some very sad news in the world of jazz. Let's listen to a track called Blues Groove. Thank you. music from Woody Herman from a recording that he made for the Capitol label. That song was entitled Blues Groove. This past week, I received some rather sad news regarding probably one of the finest bass players ever in jazz. In fact, there's a critic that called him the finest musician ever to come out of Denmark. Niels Henning Ørsted Petersen passed away at, I believe, was the age of 58 or 59. And he started in his teens playing in Denmark, backing up many of the American musicians that would come over there and play at the Montmartre Club or many of the other popular clubs in Copenhagen, namely Dexter Gordon, Dizzy Gillespie, Stan Getz, Sonny Rollins, the names go on and on. Petersen played with most of them. But in the early 70s, he really made his mark playing with Oscar Peterson, making some fantastic recordings for the Pablo label. I've seen Niels on several occasions. In fact, if you look at records, you'll see that instead of his name, you see N-H-O-P. That's sort of an acronym for his name because it was so long. He influenced many bassists, up-and-coming and even a current bassist of the time. He was a favorite of Charlie Hayden's as well. Charlie loved his playing. And I think you're going to hear some fantastic bass playing on the numbers that I've chosen for the next few minutes. We're going to listen to Niels with guitarist Ulf Wekenius. Ulf is from Sweden and is currently Oscar Peterson's guitarist. We're going to listen to a recording made in 2004, Little Suede Shoes. And then we're going to listen to Oscar Peterson with Niels Henning Ørsted Petersen from the St. Denis Theatre in Montreal in 1983. But we're going to start off with Kenny Drew from 1988 in Montreal. And this is a beautiful version of It Might As Well Be Spring. Kenny Drew with Peterson on bass, a fine combination.
And I would like to play for you a very beautiful ballad, It Might As Well Be Spring. Sometimes I wish it was right now. It might as well be spring. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was music from guitarist Ulf Vakinius with Niels Henning Orsted Petersen on bass. And we heard A Little Suede Shoes. Just before that, we heard some Oscar Petersen. Niels Henning Orsted Petersen was not on that particular number, which we heard was Old Folks, recorded in 1983. We started off with Kenny Drew with Niels Henning Orsted Petersen, and probably the best example of his bass playing. That was taken from a live recording in 1988, and we heard the classic Michel Legrand composition, It Might As Well Be Spring. Niels Henning Orsted Petersen died this past week at the age of, I think it was 58 or 59, and I could tell you that he will be missed for sure. But if you happen to pick up any recordings featuring this fine bass player, I would highly recommend them. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. And we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. When you mention the name Herbie Hancock, you immediately think of his classic Blue Note recordings, or even some of the recordings that he made for Columbia. But what you don't consider are the fine recordings that he made for Warner Brothers. And we're going to listen to one of those right now. This is a tune called Jessica.
Thank you.
That was music from Willis Jackson with Keep On A Blowin', taken from his album under the same name. And just before that, we heard some music from Herbie Hancock from a Warner Brother recording. Jessica was the name of that song. Here's some music now from a classic period for Dizzy Gillespie. When he recorded for RCA Victor between 1937 and 1949, this was a very good period for Dizzy Gillespie, because not only was his playing in top form, but he had a great band going at the same time with superb arrangements. And we're going to hear one of those from 1943. This is Yours and Mine.
And mine, the rainbows in the sky are yours and mine, the song of springtime, the lullaby of fall, the sunshine of summertime belongs to us all, the moon above is yours and mine, the right to fall in love is yours and mine. The hope of finding the dreams our hearts desire. All this is yours and mine. Thank you.
That was an incredible piece from an incredible album, Heavy Weather, released in 1977, and we heard Palladium. And that's when Jaco Pastorius was with the band on bass, Peter Erskine on drums, Joe Zawinul on keyboards, Wayne Shorter on sax, and on percussion, Alex Acuna. And if you've ever had a chance to listen to them live, they were actually quite something. I saw them in 1977 and in 1981, and it was always an event seeing this band because many of them had roots with Miles Davis, especially when Miles Davis was doing his Bitches Brew thing in 1969. So this band was really an evolution of those sessions. And before that, we heard from 1943, Dizzy Gillespie and the orchestra with Yours and Mine. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. We're going to listen now to an album that I think should belong in every collection and probably the most well-known album of Oliver Nelson's, The Blues and the Abstract Truth. We're going to listen to a track called Yearnin'. Was music from Lenny Niehaus and Happy Times, taken from an album of his called Volume 1, The Quintets. And I tell you, that's a real swinging album, if there ever was one. And before that, we heard some music from Oliver Nelson, from certainly one of my favorites, The Blues and the Abstract Truth, and we heard Yearnin'. We're going to listen now to a couple of guitarists that are not very well known, but I think have a very unique style all their own. We're going to listen to some music from Johnny Smith from an album called The Sound of the Johnny Smith Guitar. We're going to hear his version of Embraceable You, but we're going to start off with a beautiful track from Hank Garland from his album Jazz Winds from a New Direction. And if there was one album that I'd recommend of Hank Garland's, this would be the one. We're going to listen to a song called 3-4 The Blues.
Thank you.
What a beautiful tone to his playing. That was Johnny Smith with Embraceable You. And just before that, we heard a completely different style of playing from Hank Garland with 3-4 the Blues, and that was from his album Jazz Winds from a New Direction. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. And last week I featured some music, some brand new music from vocalist Barbara Montgomery. She has a new album out called Trinity, and it's excellent. It's a fantastic recording, and we're going to listen to another track from that album. And this one is her version of the classic I Fall in Love Too Easily.
There are those who can't leave love or take it. Love to them is just what they make it. I wish that I were the same, but love is my favorite game. I fall in love too easily. And still I've I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hurt for love to ever last. Should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, and yet I fall in love too easily. Fall in love to
That was music from a band known as Private Island, and that was taken from their album Get to the Point. And we heard Autumn Paradise, and just before that we heard new music from Barbara Montgomery, taken from her new album Trinity and her version of I Fall in Love Too Easily. We're going to continue now with some music from Gene Krupa, and this is a recording that he made for the Capitol label. It's basically a medley of Duke Ellington compositions. So let's give a listen to the great drummer Gene Krupa with his tribute to Duke Ellington. Thank you. A rumor, and I'm not sure if it's true or not, that Sonny Rollins will be coming to the Ottawa Jazz Festival this summer. And of course, that was Sonny Rollins with Mangoes, taken from an album called The Freelance Years, and that's when he was drifting around with different musicians, just experimenting and, I guess, trying to find himself and see what he could do. And just before that, we heard Gene Krupa with an Ellington medley. Well, we don't have much time left in the show, so we're going to continue now with some music from Azerbaijan, with some music from pianist Aziza Mustafazadeh from her album Inspiration, Reflection, and Colors. And this is a tune called Naje Sevim.
Oh, Thank you.
I hate to leave that good music that we just heard. That was Charlie Ventura and Bill Harris live at the Three Deuces. And we heard a track called Wish on an Open Mic. I'm Randy McKelligan. I've been your host for the past 2 hours here on CHUO-FM. The show is called In Transition. And I'll be back next week with another edition. Coming up next, we have Ozzy with German news, music, and commentary until 5 o'clock this afternoon. Have a great week. Bye for now.